I tell you really need to listen to, right? If you're still up Saturday mornings, 5 till 7am, Annie Nightingale on Radio 1 just plays amazing stuff. Really good show. People listen from all over the world. Whenever you hear it, there's people texting in from everywhere. For instance, on Saturday's show, she had a mix from Cassius, new tracks from Underworld and Pendulum and Audio Bullies. You can listen again. Not now, obviously, but listen again whenever you want to Annie Nightingale's show. It's an excellent show. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Just for old time's sake.
So, when are you,
yeah,
when should you listen?
Sake, when should you listen?
Whenever you want, apart from now.
Then?
Apart from now. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
So, seven, at seven, then.
Annie Nightingale. Now, Rob's been on saying, we're listening in the labour ward at Macclesfield Hospital at the moment, where Helen, my wife, is close to giving birth to our third child. Can you imagine that? Do you remember, I remember, I had the Radio 1, I was in Macclesfield Hospital, about to give birth, and, oh really, what were you listening to? I was listening to Annie Nightingale's Amazing Inventions. Now this is, Andy's helped us out with this, some brand new inventions, okay?
Yep.
And I want you can play along at home, it's play along at home fun, you to decide whether they are real inventions or whether we just made them up, okay?
Okay.
So here's Annie with the first amazing invention.
You know what it's like? You fancy a beer, but you're with your dog. And you have to think to yourself, if only me and my dog could have a beer together. He's my best friend after all, and that's what I do with my other friends. Well, now you can, with Dog Beer, or DB for short. It's an Australian invention designed by a pet shop owner when she noticed her dogs, Louis and Vuitton, leaping for drops of beer. The slogan is, shout your best friend a beer. Apparently, it tastes like beef and smells like beer.
Oh yeah, that's amazing invention. Dog beer tastes like beef.
No, smells no, like beer. No Aussie at all would call their dogs Louis and Vuitton.
You know what it's like. You fancy a beer, but you're with your dog.
No, I don't really.
I could, not that I would ever have a dog, but if I did have a dog, I would still feel that I could have a beer, even if I had the dog with me.
Me too.
There is an Aussie beer called DB, but it's not a dog beer, so I don't believe this one.
So you're saying...
I think you've made this one up.
You're saying dog beer, the amazing invention,
yeah,
is not real.
No. Cool, you're building the tension here.
No, that doesn't work.
No. Just do the noise yourself.
You're wrong.
That's real?
That is real. Dog beer. Oh, yeah. Dog beer is real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you got it up there?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
It is, yeah. And no alcohol beer brewed especially for dogs.
See? So now you can lessen the guilt because you can have a beer and have your dog there at the same time.
And there's a man sat at a bar with a dog on his lap, also at the bar.
Yeah, because dogs feel left out if you're having a beer and they're not. They do. Maybe.
My God.
Are you ready for the next Annie Nightingale amazing invention?
That picture reminds me once where I was in a bar at Manchester Piccadilly at the train station there with a man and his guide dog. Hmm. And whilst the man was sat having a beer...
The dog was also having a beer.
No, his guide dog wandered off.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not.
Especially after a beer.
No, it's got to get it back for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's so nice
Dave
of you.
Dave did. I didn't, because I'm scared of him.
Mm. Okay, you ready for the next amazing invention? Ready? Is this real or not real? Play along at home.
So, you've quit smoking, but you know what it's like. You really miss having that thing in your hands. You miss putting the tip in your mouth and inhaling. You miss blowing out smoke. But there's nothing you can do. Smoking is banned everywhere. Well, that's where you're wrong. Thanks to the Gamuchi microelectronic cigarette, you can puff away in public again. It looks just like a cigarette, but the smoke is just vapour, which is produced thanks to state-of-the-art microelectronic technology. It's safe, has no tobacco, but you can still look like a dirty smoker. Great!
Oh yeah, that's the electronic cigarette.
I think that's real. I've read about that.
Why do you think that's real?
I think I've read about it.
Have you?
I think so.
I never thought I'd hear Annie Nightingale say this.
You miss putting the tip in your mouth.
Stop it.
So,
for God's sake.
Actually, you are... Correct.
That
does exist.
I read it. Let's move on from that one, shall we?
All right, you ready for the next amazing invention from Annie? Here it is.
You know what it's like? You're an exotic dancer and most of your money comes from tips.
Oh, I don't know what it's like, Annie,
no,
actually.
I don't either.
That's never crossed my mind. Sorry, again.
You know what it's like? You're an exotic dancer and most of your money comes from tips. But the problem is, as your clothes come off, there are less places for your customers to put their money. Well, help is at hand with the 7-inch exotic dancer shoes. They feature a 7-inch high heel and a built-in tip jar located in the sole of the shoe. It's like a piggy bank in the base of your stilettos. Now, no more embarrassment of where to put the cash when you drop your drawers, thanks to the 7-inch exotic dancer shoes.
Thank you, Annie. So, is that real or not real?
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about there.
You know what it's like?
I don't know.
She's obsessed with tips this afternoon, isn't she?
Real or not real?
Not real. I can't imagine that you'd... No, not real.
A little compartment in the basement of your stiletto, so if your drawers come off, you can still put the money in your shoes.
It's very difficult to get money into a stiletto, I would imagine.
So you're saying that's not really
whilst they're trying to dance. That can't be true.
I'm afraid... Oh, jeez. You're wrong. Oh, yeah. That is a real invention. I'm now going to show you the picture. Check out those stilettos.
Oh, you couldn't dance in them, could you?
I like it that the compartment on the bottom of the heel says tips on it. That makes it for me.
And it's see-through as well, which means if you're rubbish, then everybody would be able to see. Because you wouldn't have got any money in your shoes.
That is real. Check it out. I mean, if you don't... People are like, oh, don't believe that's real. Have a look online. Seriously, it's all out there. Just Google it.
Killer heels.
Ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever thought to yourself, why do I bother wearing a watch? I really don't use it to tell the time. That's what the Swiss watchmaker Romain Jerome discovered and set about inventing something new. And they did it. The new invention is the day-night watch. Costing $300,000, it looks like a watch, but it doesn't actually tell the time. Instead, it simply tells you if it's day or night, using a complex measurement of the Earth's gravity. The CEO of the company said, anyone can buy a watch that tells the time, but only a truly discerning customer can buy one that doesn't.
There we are. So that's the watch that doesn't tell the time, but does tell you whether it's day or night.
Have you ever thought to yourself, why do I bother wearing a watch?
No.
Me neither.
No.
She's obviously thought about all these things, though. Really? I'm going to say no, not real.
You're saying that's not real. Once again, you're wrong. That is a real invention. Seriously.
A watch that doesn't tell the time.
Yeah, and costs $300,000.
And it'll just tell you whether it's day or night.
Yeah, which you could probably do by simply going outside.
And looking out the window.
Yeah. You've got to be really rich to get one of them, haven't you?
Have you bought one?
No. I don't wear a watch, though.
Maybe. No. Yeah.
Okay, would you like to hear the final Annie's amazing invention?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Imagine you're far away from your lover. You know what it's like. You have your phone, but what you really want to do is touch them, caress them, gently stroke them. Well, now you can, thanks to a new mobile phone prototype from Finland. You run your finger along the device, and at the other end, a thing that's like your finger seems to be coming out of your lover's handset. So now you can caress them wherever you are in the world. Thanks, people of Finland.
So you just kind of run your finger along this mouse-type thing.
Yeah. Well, and that has an effect on me.
No. It's on the handset. And then a kind of alien... I'll show you. The alien thing kind of comes out of their handset, and it's like touching them.
Right.
Mm. So you can caress them even when you're not with them.
Do you want me to say whether that's real or not? On the basis that you just said, I'll show you, I would imply...
Oh, rubbish.
Would imply, yes, it's real.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What would you have said otherwise?
I'd have said, yes, it's real.
No, yeah, of course you would.
Yeah, nothing gets past me.
Thank you very much for playing along at home. That was Annie Nightingale's amazing inventions.
That's revolting.
I know, look it up. It is disgusting. It is like some horrible alien film. Horrible.
Oh, that would be like being felt by an alien.
Make sure you check out Annie Nightingale's great show.
Worse.
Saturday morning, 5 till 7.